Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mula sitting in for Jerry today. The phone number, 888-455-1360. All right, I've been yakking for a while. Let's let you have a turn. Dave from Marshfield, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Seth. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to comment on the report on Secretary of State John Kerry having a negotiation session with Iraqi leader Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
No one is bringing up any possibility of asking him to now sign a status of forces agreement to allow our armed forces people to be in there without possibility of dragging them into Iraqi court for various charges. And I know this. You're saying that the reason that this whole situation has happened in the first place was because of his unwillingness to sign that agreement. And I think they should be asking him, are you now willing to sign this agreement? And if he still is unwilling, he should expect no help from us. No advisors, no airstrikes, no nothing. I'm tired of foreign leaders coming to us and expecting things from America and willing to give us nothing whatsoever in return.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that we've already gotten to the point where we should say, listen, this is entirely your problem. We're not going to get involved other than to protect our own assets. Think of another situation in history where we, the United States, came in, removed a tyrannical and an evil dictator and all of his ilk, and handed to the Iraqi people the opportunity for peace and for a representative type government. They freedom and peace. And I'm not saying democracy, because there's many countries that don't want a democracy. They don't want a republic. They want to have their own form of representation. But we gave them, on a silver platter, the opportunity for peace and freedom. And they've squandered it. They've completely squandered it. So are we already, the big question is, are we already at the point where we should knock the dust of their, you know, from their dust off of our shoes and walk away?
I actually would agree with that. I don't think we should even be sending these 300 military advisors over there without a status of forces agreement, because once again we're finding ourselves in the same position that they could arrest any of those people and put them into an Iraqi prison, and we wouldn't be in a position to really help them, at least legally speaking, because we don't have that agreement in writing. And I actually think taking a hands-off attitude might prove to our advantage, because a Sunni Iraq could very well serve as a balancing force in the Middle East against Iran, which we don't seem to be having much success with under the current strategy.
Yeah, I find it very interesting that Iran is all about helping get rid of this ISIS group. They're all about wanting to step in and be all buddy-buddy now, and it's because of this area of the world. For history, has been divided under territorial guidelines and religious guidelines. There are different sects, different groups that are just hell-bent on not getting along, but fighting each other, and that's the way it's been forever, and that's the way it's going to continue to be.
Most people don't remember that when this, back at the time we invaded Iraq in 2003 or whatever it was, Iran was all in favor of it. Iran was standing there cheering, said, yeah, go get him. Get that guy Saddam out of there. He's a thorn in our side. And we did that and pretty much destabilized the region by those actions.
Yeah.
There was also, and I don't know if you have any information about this, there was a report that this radical group in Iraq overran a chemical weapons plant in Iraq last week.
And yes,
I
and
don't
no.
understand that, because I thought that the last word was there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
That's the first thing that came across my mind when I read that article, too. If the headline, and you know how headlines are done. They're done to sensationalize the story. ISIS militants overthrow or now take occupation of chemical weapons cache. All right, this is a facility where Saddam Hussein at one time was making chemical weapons that he used on the Kurds. What is left there, it's kind of like the warehouse of the junk and the garbage that was collected in the search. There are canisters, there's some remnants, there's some shells and so forth. None of it could be used in any way, shape, form, or fashion to militarize any kind of chemical weapons. It's basically a junkyard that they took possession of. But that was my first reaction, too. It's like, whoa. If you're going to call it a chemical weapons cache, then you're basically saying Bush and Cheney were right that there were chemical weapons, and, well, that causes a controversy. Dave, thanks very much for calling in. Let's go to Jeannie in Athens. Jeannie, thanks very much for calling into the program. What can we do for you today?
Yes. You were talking about that terrorist group ISIS.
Yes, ma'am. I have been
hearing a lot of scary things about them, and sounds like we may be on their plate to someday tackle. And the only thing I am afraid of is, how will our president handle a terrorist like attack like, say, 9/11? I know how Bush handled it. I am not sure if we are able to cope with a terrorist attack in this country at this time, at that magnum, you know.
Well, I don't think you should diminish the strength of this country. We are an incredibly strong and resilient nation. That could we handle another attack? Yeah, we could. Would it be another gut punch and be financially and to our morale? Would it be devastating? Absolutely. But would it devastate our country? No. Would it drop us to our knees? Absolutely not. How the president would handle it, I believe the very first reaction would be much like what he's doing right now with John Kerry in the region. Well, we have to negotiate. We have to find some way to solve this diplomatically, which is ridiculous. I believe if there would be any type of military response, it would be drones. It shows indecisive and weakness in our part. I know we're getting ready to run into the bottom of the hour break. The issue of ISIS is a very, very complicated one. On the first hand, if this is an internal struggle in Iraq, where it is a religious group fighting religious group, then we stay the heck out of it. We don't get involved at all. But if it is something that is in much greater in scope, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back, if it is something much, much greater in scope, then I'm afraid we're going to have to get involved to protect ourselves from what Jeannie was just talking about, another attack further down the road. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader. We will be back in mere moments. The phone number, 888-455-1360.
The Jerry Bader Show.